Hello and welcome to Kid Consumers, the podcast where we bring you reviews and recommendations for products and services especially of interest to kids. I'm your host, Izzy, and today we're talking about a great place to visit, whether you're a local or you're looking for something fun to do on vacation. Another kid-oriented podcast we think you should check out is a superhero who has become a cultural icon over the past 80 years. Before all that, though, I want to remind you of our current giveaway. You could win a pair of Untangled Pro Bluetooth headphones for kids from Lil Gadgets. All you have to do is visit kidconsumerspodcast.com/untangled-pro and follow the entry instructions. That link will also be found in the show notes. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's episode, episode 8, I talk about those headphones there and tell you why they're so great. Give it a listen, and then don't forget to enter and share the giveaway with all your friends. Now on with today's show. This is Kid Consumers, episode 9. Okay, so Kid Consumers is happy to have listeners from all over the United States and even the world, and we try to provide reviews and recommendations that will be relevant to a large number of people no matter where you live. So it's a little odd for us to be talking about something like the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, which is our first recommendation for today. But stick around because I'm about to tell you why it makes the show. First, the Children's Museum is a place we know well. Being from Indiana, we get the chance to visit the Children's Museum several times a year, and we're never disappointed. But Hoosiers aren't the only ones who enjoy it. The museum gets visitors from all over the country and even beyond. It's the largest children's museum in the world, with a campus that spans 29 acres. There are four floors in the main building, each chock full of hands-on interactive exhibits and experiences perfect for the whole family. It also includes the Riley Health Sports Legends Experience, which adds 12 sports experiences and 3 additional exhibits to the museum's attractions. Some exhibits are permanent fixtures at the museum, while others change throughout the year, so no matter how many times you visit, there's always something new and exciting to see and do. So what are some of the exhibits the Children's Museum of Indianapolis offers, and why are they so cool? Well, first, probably the most popular exhibit, and the one our family usually hits first, is the Dinosphere. It's a completely immersive exhibit that takes you back to the time of the dinosaurs and puts you in their world. With full-size specimens, a huge collection of fossils, a dig site, a real paleontology lab, and more, you really feel like you have entered the world of the dinosaur. Plus, there are museum guides that give presentations several times a day to help you learn more about everything dino. It's so fun and fascinating, and I can't miss if you're visiting the museum. There's also an exhibit called Take Me There, which is one of my favorites. In this exhibit, you'll visit another country and learn all about its culture and customs and its place in the world. The country changes periodically. Right now, it's Greece. So if it's been a while since our last visit to the museum, I'm always looking forward to what country will be there. The exhibit entrance is set up like an airplane, where you can sit and learn a few things about the country before you land. I've learned to say hello in several different languages over the year from the simulated plane ride. Then the museum also has an exhibit called Science Works, where you get to learn about all kinds of things from waterways to animal habitats to rocks and minerals and much more. Everything is hands-on, and there are interactive activities for both younger and older children, so everyone can learn and grow at the museum. One of the most popular things at the museum is its carousel. We try to ride it every time we go, and though I'm older now and have ridden many a carousel in my day, it still remains a highlight. I've just touched on very few of the exhibits and experiences you can have at the Children's Museum of Indianapolis. I could tell you so much more, but I'll leave some things for you to discover. If you're local or if you are planning a vacation, consider making the Children's Museum a place you stop. You'll be glad you did. Every visit we've ever taken there has been super fun. That's why the Children's Museum of Indianapolis made the Kid Consumers recommendations for this episode.
The Children's Museum of Indianapolis is a good place to visit. They have exhibits for all ages, from toddlers to teens, and even adults. Plus, since the exhibits change often, there's always something new to see or do. But your old favorites will still be there, like Dinosphere, the glass-blowing exhibit, Science Works, the carousel, and many more. It's great, though, that there are new things to see each time as well. Plus, they also have a theater and a planetarium, which show kid-friendly content that is a great addition to your ticket price. If you are local or if you're vacationing in Indiana, the Children's Museum of Indianapolis is definitely something that should be on your list of places to see.
So I'm going to guess that you enjoy listening to podcasts. After all, you're here. If that's true, then I've got a great recommendation for another podcast you might enjoy after you finish listening to us, of course. It's called Story Pirates, and you can find it on your favorite podcast app. Here's what the pirates have to say about themselves. I'm quoting from the Our Story page of their website. The Story Pirates aren't your typical swashbuckling sailors. We don't steal gold, pillage villages, or claim land. We're searching for a different kind of treasure. Kids' wildest, most imaginative stories. And on their show, that's exactly what they do. They take stories that kids have submitted and perform them, bring them to life, really, so that kids all over can hear them. The stories are often hilarious, and they are performed by many different pirates. There's a core group, of course, that's always on, but they bring on lots of different celebrities and comedians to help play the characters. Part of their mission is to strengthen kids' voices and help them get heard, and they're doing it in a completely ingenious way. You can't listen to Story Pirates and not smile and laugh. And the great thing is that if you are a kid and you have a great story, you can submit it to them, and you just might hear it performed on their show. The Story Pirates haven't stopped there, though. In 2018, they came out with a new book series. There are two books so far, Stuck in the Stone Age and Digging Up Danger, with more to come. Story Pirates also do live performances, and they might even come to your school. But their bottom line is finding the stories that kids want to tell and sharing them in a fun and entertaining way that the whole family can enjoy. There's a reason that Story Pirates is the number one podcast for kids. We at Kid Consumers think that if you give it a listen, you'll understand. It's great fun and awesome creativity, all sparked by the words of kids. What could be better?
Parents, the Story Pirates podcast is one of those shows that you won't even mind listening to with your kids. It's fun, it's entertaining, and they get some great celebrities on there to help perform the stories they do. That makes it even more entertaining for us as adults. Also, it's a great premise to have kids submit their stories, and then the Story Pirates take them and make them a whole performance. They really do bring them to life. And the book series that they've now come out with is an added bonus. Kids can listen to the podcast, read the books. Also, they can enjoy merchandise available from the Story Pirates website. It's a whole media company now, and it's really great. You should definitely check them out.
At Kid Consumers, we love our superheroes. We watch the movies, dress in the costumes, read the comics, play with the toys. You name it, we do it where superheroes are concerned. So it would be completely unthinkable for us not to talk about one of the most well-known superheroes of all time, because the day this episode airs is his designated day. That's right, September 21st is Batman Day. And not only that, but this year marks his 80th anniversary. How cool is that? Batman was created in 1939 by an artist named Bob Kane when the comic book company that would later become DC wanted to follow the success of Superman with more superhero characters. Together with collaborator Bill Finger, he improved on his original drawings and created the backstory of Bruce Wayne, the man behind Batman. Kane and Finger designed Batman's suit, mask, and wings to look much like they still do today, and he got his first story in Detective Comics number 27. Since that time, Batman has become an icon. He's featured in several other comics, including his own solo spin-off Batman comic, where in the first episode, readers were introduced to one of his most persistent and long-standing enemies, the Joker. Batman got his screen debut in a 15-part series in 1943, and then got his own TV show in the 1960s, where he was played by Adam West. This show is one of our family's favorite Batman adaptations because most episodes are kid-friendly and parent-approved. Also, the popularity of this show spawned many later animated series featuring Batman, including Super Friends in the 70s and 80s, and Batman the Animated Series in the 90s. Batman also began appearing in feature-length films, starting with Batman in 1989 and progressing through several sequels. He continues to appear in DC superhero movies today, and has even been featured as a Lego version of himself in the Lego movie. With all of his appearances throughout different kinds of media during the past 80 years, it's no wonder that Batman has become one of the most recognized fictional characters in all culture today. And that's good news for us kids because it means in addition to the books, TV, movies, etc., there's tons of awesome Batman gear out there, from toys to clothes to almost anything that can have a picture of him on it. If you are subscribed to our YouTube channel, you might have seen Nathan and I open the new Batman vs. Joker 80th anniversary set. If not, you should definitely check it out. We had so much fun playing with the set both during and after the video. Whether you're into comics, or you enjoy movies and TV, or you just like playing with superhero toys, you're sure to find something featuring Batman that you can get excited about. Kid Consumers encourages you to check out all the ways you can get to know more about this iconic superhero, and we wish Batman a happy 80th anniversary and hope he's around for at least that long into the future.
Our family is a little bit nuts about superheroes. It's almost embarrassing. Here's what I like about Batman, though. Because he's been around for so long and in so many different medium, there's something for everyone. There are shows that can be watched by the younger kids and shows that are really geared more for older teens and adults. But everyone can find something to enjoy, and the Batman character can kind of grow with your child and your family. Also, there are so many different Batman toys and other gear to choose from that the supply is almost endless. There really is something Batman to fit any personality and any age of child. We want to wish everybody a happy Batman Day on September 21st and encourage you to check out all the cool Batman stuff going on for his 80th anniversary.
Well, we've reached the end of another episode, and it's been a great one. We talked about the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, where you can hang out with dinosaurs, visit other countries, participate in sports experiences, ride a famous carousel, and spend an awesome day with your family. We also introduced you to The Story Pirates, the number one podcast for kids, that turns kids' stories into hilarious performances, not to be missed. Finally, we said happy 80th anniversary to Batman. His long history and widespread popularity make him a great recommendation in whatever form you like best. I hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as I have. Don't forget to enter the Untangled Pro Bluetooth headphones giveaway and be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss any of the great stuff we have coming up. You can always reach us via social media to tell us what awesome products and services you would recommend to our listeners. Again, I'm your host Izzy and you've been listening to Kid Consumers.
Visit us on Instagram and Twitter at Kid Consumers. Search for us on Facebook and YouTube at Kid Consumers Podcast. Links for everything discussed in today's show can be found in the show notes at www.kidconsumerspodcast.com/EP-9. Or go to kidconsumerspodcast.com, click on Podcasts, and find Episode 9. Thank you.